As we prepare to kick off the 2024 season next week, we look at a few of the athletes from our area teams that we'll have our eye on this season. The Pella Dutch had one of the most explosive offensive attacks in Class 4A football last year, as the team's 186 passing yards per game ranked 5th best and 39 touchdowns were 10th most. Pella will try to take an explosive receiving duo and turn them into a passing combination.
First and 10 for Pella. Luke Hardman takes the shotgun snap, wants to throw, fires deep, wide open Colin Kurtz at the 50, far side 40, being chased at the 30 and dragged down from behind at the 22-yard line. That goes for 58 yards.
Oh, baby.
Colin Kurtz will assume starting quarterback duties in 2024 after being a big playmaker for the Dutch at wideout. Kurtz scored 7 times and averaged just under 20 yards per catch despite a midseason shoulder injury. Colin is also a multiple-time state track and field qualifier with explosive tendencies.
They'll fake the run. Hardman into the end zone. Jump ball for Barnes. That pass is waiting for the signal. Caught. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella at the back of the end zone. Tyson Barnes with an acrobatic catch.
His main target will be senior Tyson Barnes. The Dutch multi-sport standout has been key parts of basketball and soccer state tournament runs and tallied 605 yards and 50 catches in 2023. Knoxville went 2-7 last fall but lost 4 of those games by 3 points or less. As the Panthers look to improve on that mark this year, they'll be led by quarterback Brendan Woolsey.
Here is Woolsey looking to throw. Protection breaks down. He'll throw downfield, and it is caught by Wilder, and he will score! Touchdown! Cason Wilder caught it at around the 10, juked a Cyclone, and carries it in for a 53-yard pass.
Woolsey posted 715 yards and 9 touchdowns passing last season while adding 128 yards on the ground. Woolsey will have a good 1-2 punch to throw the ball to, with last year's leading receiver Kobe Higginbotham as well as third leading receiver Max Magana returning this fall.
Willoughby in the backfield with Noah Kiefer. Claps his hands, takes a snap, looks to throw, will throw, and it is caught! Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Knoxville!
Higginbotham posted 129 catches for 522 yards and 5 touchdowns last year, while Magana had 12 catches for 202 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Gets the snap, puts the foot in, and it's blocked! The Knoxville Panthers blocked this. David Gorski, who got his foot on it, and they will recover it inside the 10-yard line.
Defensively, the Panthers will have to replace some positions along the line, but will be led by David Gorski, who recorded 29 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and a blocked punt last year. Coming off yet another Class 4A playoff appearance, Indianola returns 4 of their 5 starters on the offensive line, including left tackle Nathan McDaniel. The South Dakota commit will anchor the Indians' rushing attack that features one of the premier running backs in Class 4A.
Double wide receivers left, one on the right. DeWall has yet to throw the ball. They go back to Pontier, right side this time, gets a great block, on his feet across the 10 towards the 5 at the 6. Coming in on that block was the fullback Gavin Darling. Handoff, Pontier up the middle. This time he sneaks through and he's in. 9 plays, all Jake Pontier. He goes 67 yards, and Indianola leads 6-0.
Leading rusher Jake Pontier returns this fall after posting the 10th most rushing yards in the class with 1,093 to go along with 9 touchdowns. Pella Christian utilized a heavy rushing attack on offense last fall, and 2 of the key members of that change will be back to help lead the Eagles this season.
Handoff goes right side here for Pella Christian on first down. Cooper Sprunk has a whole lot of space in Trojans territory. One man to beat at the 30, shifts that tackle at the 20, and he is gone! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Cooper Sprunk from 59 yards.
Cooper Sprunk was Pella Christian's second leading rusher with 377 yards and 5 touchdowns, while also being the team's second leading tackler with 62 tackles to go along with 2.5 sacks and 6.5 tackles for loss. Not far behind Sprunk in last year's rushing numbers was Johnson Morgan.
So Caleb and Aaron Dunkel sent Benny Schurz in motion. It goes to Schurz. He hands it off to Johnson Morgan. He's got a hole. 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Johnson Morgan, touchdown number 2. Eagles go with the reverse to Johnson Morgan, and he'll take it 51 yards to the house.
Morgan finished last fall as the Eagles' third leading rusher with 301 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Norwalk Warriors returned 3 two-way starters from last year's 5-5 playoff qualifying team, including senior lineman Colton Borcherding Johnson and junior Eli Robbins. Borcherding Johnson ranked 3rd on last year's team with 51 total tackles as a defensive lineman, including 5 tackles for loss while also starting at offensive right guard. Colton will once again help anchor the Warrior offensive line for speedster Eli Robbins.
Third down and 13, Harder. Back to pass.
Got time.
Good protection. Throwing deep. Looking for Robbins out there. Well defended. Actually, there were two guys out there. It's caught
touchdown
by Robbins. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Eli Robbins. Oh, my goodness.
Robbins took the field by storm in his first two varsity starts as a sophomore, totaling 403 receiving yards and three touchdowns in wins over Carlisle and Indianola. He battled injury and defensive double teams the rest of the season, but still finished with 53 receptions for 826 yards and six touchdowns while adding five rushing scores. He totaled 29.5 tackles and two interceptions on defense and averaged 41.4 yards as the team's punter and may see time at both receiver and quarterback this fall. For the newest school in the KNIA, KRLS family of teams, junior Caden Klein is the new quarterback for Newton this year. Klein was a starting defensive back on last year's team and had 55 solo tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks. Coach Andy Swedenjelm says Klein will play on both sides of the ball and is a great athlete who never gets shaken no matter what the circumstances. Returning tight end Finn Martin was the Cardinals' leader in receptions last year as a sophomore, reeling in 19 catches for 246 yards and 2 touchdowns. His yards per catch average of 12.9 was second on the team. PCM returns a core group of players that helped the program reach the doorstep of the Unidome last fall, led by running back Adrian Robbins.
This time, Robbins got a little bit of room. He goes to the 40. Now he's at the 35. He's at the 30. He's at the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Adrian Robbins. That's a hat trick. 3 touchdowns in 6 minutes for Adrian Robbins.
The senior rushed for a state-leading 2,182 yards last year with 25 touchdowns and earned first-team All-State selection.
Now PCM now in the pistol. Robin behind Van Gorp. Fate pitch. Van Gorp's going to keep it himself. He's up the middle. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's around the left-hand side, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Gavin Van Gorp.
Joining Robbins in the backfield will be third-year starting quarterback Gavin Van Gorp, who threw for 1,347 yards and 18 touchdowns while adding 12 rushing scores. Defensively, two-time All-District linebacker Finn Wilson returns to the Mustangs after leading the team with 81 tackles last season. For Pleasantville, sophomore quarterback Braylon Bingham is set to start his first full season under center this fall. Bingham took over as the starter in week 4 last season and threw for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. Braylon also set the school record for most passing yards in a game against West Branch. On the other side of the ball, defensive back Logan Ruff returns after posting a team-high 9 interceptions last year and 20.5 tackles. Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas will show us who our players to watch are tonight with their week 0 games, while Southeast Warren, Linville Sully, and Martinsdale St. Mary's players to watch will be better known when the season begins next week. Previewing the players to watch from our local schools in 2024 for KNIA, KRLS Sports, I'm Tyler Crabb.